This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
This is DCR.
Garrett Cole, why did you hesitate when you were asked about the spider tech the other day?
I hesitated on the specificity of the question because I just don't think this is the forum to discuss those kinds of things.
Spider what? Excuse me?
I don't think it had to be all that complicated for Garrett Cole.
But, do you use spider tech?
Have you ever used spider tech?
Do I use spider tech? Do you use spider tech? That's the question, Ken.
This is DCR.
You tell me, Ken.
Yeah. The roles are reversed now, aren't they, pal?
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, the big 6 o'clock hour. The show is DCR right here on 98.7 ESPN. Rick's on. He's on a sports bender. I mean, you didn't even go to sleep last night. You're still wide awake from the Islanders win, from the Mets win, from the Yankees win. At what point did you say to yourself, you know what, I'm not going to put my head on the pillow. I'm up all night.
Wow. I can't give you an exact time. I just knew, like, I was.
But was there, like, that moment you're like, you know what, forget it. I'm staying up?
Yeah, I mean, there was that moment where I was like, okay, you know what, I should probably try to get a little bit of sleep. And then I tried, and it was like, this is a losing battle.
Yeah, because you were so geared up after that Islanders victory.
Yeah, I stay up, work on the open. Got some knobs, some DHIF. Like, there was a lot to do. A lot of work.
A lot to do for you on the Thursday. Time now for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Guys, let's spend a couple minutes on the Mets. And then, did you hear what Pete Alonso had to say yesterday?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We will get to that as well. I actually felt badly. I thought of you, Rick, as the Mets were, I mean, for lack of a better word, pummeling Matt Harvey last night. Alonso in the first and just, you know, that was the beginning of what was a horrendous start. But that was an easy one. Another good performance from Taijuan Walker. And the Mets just, they every time you're like, uh-oh, you know, it's a loss to Baltimore, got to find a win. And they do. And they did easily last night.
Yeah, but that was huge. I mean, you just mentioned it. I mean, you know, offensively, great. I mean, 16 hits, 14 runs. And the names, too. That's the funny part. I mean, McKinney had a huge game. Pilar, huge game. VR has been great. I mean, it's just all these guys that have just chipped in. But I thought the biggest thing from last night, especially coming off of that Peterson start, was how good Taijuan Walker was.
But he's been that good almost every start this year.
No, I know. But in that moment, you needed. He gave you 7. You know what I mean? Like, in outside of that first inning, where he probably should have got out of it. I mean, between the what you thought was strike 3. But also, I mean, if McKinney makes that play, it would have been a nice catch. But ball's in his glove. Sliding to the foul line. That ball's in his glove. You got to catch that. But he made up for it. Seven innings, strong innings. And then, just being twisted in that moment, too. Because you know how much I love the Mets. But I have a personal relationship with Matt, and I love him, and he's been struggling. And he got beat up by the Mets the last time.
He got hammered last night.
He pitched at Citi Field. And I know how badly he wants it. And it was like, oh. As soon as Alonso hit that home run, I was like, oh, no. This isn't going to be good. This is not going to be good.
Oh, he got destroyed last night, can't he?
No, he did. He did, Dave. That Mets lineup, what did he have, 16 hits last night?
Yeah.
I mean, that was impressive, man. And this team has been challenged offensively because of guys being in and out of the lineup, just, you know, trying to deal with, you know, juggling those replacement players. But, I mean, last night, your offense came through from you. The pitching has been carrying the Mets all year long. But it's nice to see the offense be able to come to the party, and you're hoping that this set against the O's can be kind of a springboard for them moving forward so they can get things going in terms of putting runs on the scoreboard.
That has to be legit, though. The more I think about it, I mean, happens with the Yankees all the time, right? Like, we've seen it, like Sonny Gray, you know, Paxton. Like, there's plenty of guys. I mean, like, Stanton struggled with it, A-Rod struggled. That has to be real. Because, I mean, Lindor looks like he's finally snapped out of it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
McCann, I mean, he was awful. Awful. I mean, he lost his job to Nito. I mean, he
what,
snapped out of it.
You're talking about coming to New York and just your introduction to this city?
It has to be.
It has to be. We've seen it a million times.
Has to be.
Scott Brosius was bad when he started and he turned out great. Dididi was bad when he started and he turned out great. Yeah, this is as big a stage as there is.
But what, I mean, here's the thing, though. I mean, you're really focused on as a Mets fan and how proud of this team you should be, is that no one, I mean, with the amount of injuries to your, I mean, really, really good players, too. Like, you're talking about, I mean, Conforto is one of your best players. Mm-hmm. McNeil is one of your best hitters. I mean, J.D. Davis. I mean, you go up and down the list. Nimmo. And then you look at this lineup last night. And, Chris, you mentioned it. The 16 hits, you score 14 runs. And it's It's Williams. It's Pilar.
It's guys. Let's be fair. It's guys you didn't know existed a month ago, right? I mean, Billy McKinney.
Dave, Mason Williams. Dave, look at go through the depth chart at center field where we're at right now. We're at Mason Williams.
Right. Well, it started with Nimmo, and then you went Pilar, and then you went Almora, and all those guys were out. And now you were with Mason Williams. Now Pilar
is back. Then you had Fargus gets hurt.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And then you bring
in
Maben.
Also running into the wall.
Maben can't. I mean, he can't get hit. He's in. And now you have Mason Williams. It's impressive, man. I mean, what they're doing right now is impressive.
Yep,
it really is.
It really is. And they're a really, really good baseball team at the moment. And their bullpen's been excellent. They're starting the I'd say starting pitching, but I don't even think that's fair. The three starters have been phenomenal. Phenomenal. Now we focus on DeGrom all the time, and he's on another level. But Stroman and Walker have been as good a 2-3 as there is in baseball.
How good does that Walker deal look right now?
Oh, it's a phenomenal
deal. He was just sitting there.
Anybody could have had him. And remember, do you want Odorizzi or do you want Walker? I think they made the right decision.
Well, yeah, but we kept saying, the whole time, they got to add somebody. Yeah, Carrasco, great. But, Syndergaard's going to take a minute. You got to add somebody. Walker's sitting right there. And then they had to pull the trigger on a reasonable two-year deal.
Yep.
Awesome move.
Great, great contract. Now, Pete Alonso spoke before the game and made some news. I don't know if I know you guys heard. I don't know if everybody heard this, but let's take a listen to some of the things that Pete had to say. He said MLB is making a mistake cracking down on the sticky substances, and this is interesting. Here's Pete.
I'm wondering if you think MLB is doing the right thing by cracking down on pitchers with sticky stuff, and if so, why?
Oh, absolutely not. I think that I don't think so, because for me, I think that since the start of the game, pitchers have been using substances. I mean, there's a bag of rosin behind the mound right now to help guys dry their hands and get grip. For me, I think whether they're using pine tar rosin, bullfrog or sunscreen and rosin or whatever they want to use to help control the ball, let them use it. Because for me, it's like I go in the box every single day and I see guys throwing harder and harder every day. And I don't want 99 slipping out of someone's hand because they didn't have enough feel for it.
That's such an uninformed take from Pete.
It sounds very simple, doesn't it?
Well, but it's just not. But that's not the case, because I understand what he's saying. Nobody's saying don't use rosin.
Nobody's saying don't dry your hands so that you can get a good grip of the baseball.
But that's not what we're doing right now. They've already shown you. They've done the tests on the rosin and sunscreen. It doesn't have the same kind of effect that the spider tack has.
Mm-hmm.
The word they're using, the pitchers have weaponized it. This isn't just, okay, I want to have a better grip on the ball. This is, I want to put as much RPM on this baseball, as much spin on this baseball as humanly possible, because it's going to make it harder for you to hit. That's the issue. And when you couple with the fact that they changed the baseball, this is now the result that you see.
Right.
Averages historically low, and strikeouts, again, through the roof.
But no one is saying don't use the stuff that helps you grip the baseball.
Exactly.
What baseball is now going to crack down on is don't use the stuff that gives you an advantage when you throw the baseball. And it almost feels as if Pete doesn't grasp that at all in his answer there.
The stuff that makes the game a slog in terms of entertainment value, because it's virtually impossible to hit these pitchers when you got 2,500 RPMs every throw they're making from the mound. So, it's just one of those situations where baseball is trying to do what's in the best long-term interest of the sport. Because, this is a sport that's going to have a hard time surviving unless they figure out how to build in more action to what's happening. And this is one of the ways they're looking at trying to do that.
Yep, and they're going to start that change.
You know what they should do
next week,
Dave? You know what they should do? In all honesty, that would solve a lot of this problem. So they're doing the sticky stuff and everything else, which mm-hmm. someone should explain to Pete. What you're saying makes no sense, because that pitch, the high inside fastball that you can't hit because there's a hole in your swing where you can't hit that. Guess what? If they're not using the spider tack, that ball is going to be easier for you to hit, because I don't care how fast it is. If it's a straight fastball, guys are going to tee off on it.
Well, everything that's thrown to you, in theory, should be easier to hit if the RPMs are lower on it.
Exactly, Rob. Well, yeah, but the guys still, they're talented enough. You saw Garrett Cole.
No, I'm not saying they're not talented, but they get an advantage. Why else do you think that they concoct this stuff in the offseason and bring it to the games during the season?
Exactly right, especially in big moments. Like, that's when you go into that stuff in a big moment. Like, all of a sudden, you know, I got someone in running, you know, a runner in scoring position. Okay, let me go to the glove, get the sticky stuff. So now, you know, now I can have that dominant fastball that I need. But the other thing, though, too, is, well, there's a couple things with this. I'm sure the owners are loving every second of this right now with what's coming up with collective bargaining. Players going after each other.
Yep.
They have to be loving every second of this right now. So that's a huge negative for the players. I don't even think they realize what's going on right now, because they've been set up the way that they've been set up. But I just wish that and then you have the other clip too. I thought that what he said there was bad, but the insinuation that he knows for a fact that that they're changing the balls because of free agency.
Yeah, here, let's take a listen to this one. He sounds like a truther, one of those people that starts to just spill everything. Strong accusation of why Major League Baseball has altered the balls.
The biggest concern is that Major League Baseball manipulates the baseballs year in and year out, depending on the free agency class or guys being in an advanced part of their arbitration. So I do think that's a big issue. The ball being different every single year. With other sports, the ball is the same, like basketball, football, tennis, golf, like ball's the same. So I think that that's the real issue with the changing of the baseballs. And maybe if the league didn't change the baseball, pitchers wouldn't need to use as much sticky stuff, because for guys that feel the ball and throw the ball every single day, and for it to change every single year, it's not fair to the people who are using it every single day and throwing it.
Ugh. See, that's the one thing I don't understand, though, is why wasn't this a problem in 2019? This one, I mean, you saw the spin rates. Like, I mean, this they've been using this stuff for a while now. Not a problem at all. Because the baseballs were juicing, they were going, I mean, all over the place, flying out of parks all over the place. And now, because you decided, that's why I blame baseball. Now you decided to change the baseball because people were getting a little bit sick and tired of
it. Because
it
was too many home runs. They deemed, and people were saying it was too easy to hit a home run, so they went all the way the other direction.
Which, by the way, I mean, I'm not agreeing with what Pete said, because I don't have any, you know, facts to stand behind, to put behind what I'm saying right now. Mm-hmm. But I've been in some of these meetings where rules are changed, and in the moment you're like, oh, why are you changing this rule? And then you realize the trickle-down effect that has on the economics of the sport.
No question.
Like, what do you get paid for in baseball now?
Home runs.
Okay, yep. So all of a sudden now we change the baseball, you're not hitting as many home runs, we're probably not spending as much money.
That's right.
So, I mean, I don't think he's all the way wrong. But I don't know if I would.
You can't call it a fact of the matter, though, Rico.
Well,
I know for a fact. You don't have that hard evidence for that.
Like, we know for a fact they changed the baseballs. He could have stopped.
Yes.
Like, they've admitted to that.
Right.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
So here's Alan Hahn tweeting about you. We got HDumpty39 on KJZ this morning. Listen, Islanders Twitter. I mean, everyone's very excited. You're going to be on 8 o'clock on KJZ here on 98.7 ESPN.
Have you seen... Let me ask you a question.
On the show.
Yeah, he didn't even know. Now, it could be 9:30. It could be who knows. They just grab him off, get up.
I just go where they tell me to go, Rico.
I will not be on KJZ apparently this morning.
Oh, Giants season. I would say it's something like Don's been on KJZ. K's been on KJZ. Canty's on Get Up KJZ. I'm going on KJZ. I would imagine. I would hope. Now, here's where we'd have an issue. If Giants season, you're not on KJZ,
I don't know. I mean, Saquon, he spoke yesterday. The plan for him early on this season. I don't know. I think it's always
Giants
for me.
Right now. I mean, Canty probably has a list of topics on Get Up. It's going to be Tampa. It's going to be Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady's knee surgery. Not letting anyone know. I mean, that's what they're talking about.
Dave hit on it too. Saquon Barkley's in the rundown.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Cowboys.
They could have worked Rothenberg in there.
See. Thank you, Chris.
Get a little untucked podcast action going. Why not?
We could have promoted the podcast. Could have had me on.
Dak signed with Jordan. Good
big
for
deal,
Dak,
too. Oh, I do have a hockey show on the station. I could have broken down the NHL postseason.
I tried to get Jordan to do my pads, and they wouldn't do it. I wanted the Jordan logo, so when I put my pads together, it was the Jordan logo. They wouldn't
so
do it.
So you approached them and said, this is what I'd like, and they said, no, thank you.
Well, no, because when Nike bought Bauer, Nike got into it. So you saw swoosh, like the Nike swoosh was on things, which is, I mean, that's awesome. But I was like, could you imagine if you had the Jordan logo on your pads? Would be, because I love, I mean, that's my favorite, would be nasty. But it
Rick,
was the
are
two
there
separate.
Any brand Jordan athletes in hockey?
Nah, no. Hmm. Well, it's two separate because they don't. The Jordan brand isn't. It was just like it was Nike was involved. It wasn't the Jordan portion of.
No, I understand. Separate. I understand what you're saying. I got what you're saying.
But I thought that would have been awesome. Like, how many kids would buy Jordan pads?
You would figure that would be the route they would go in.
Oh, they would look awesome.
Guests on DCR, PRV, the Goodyear Hotline. Let's hear from a little Pete Alonso again. Every time he speaks, I find it kind of entertaining of what he could possibly say. He further explains MLB's motives for altering what he knows they're altering the baseballs.
I hadn't heard until you mentioned it, the idea that they do it based on free agent class. Is that something that players talk about and believe in?
Oh, no, that's a fact. It's not, guys have talked about it, but in 2019, there's a huge class of free agent pitchers. And then that's quote unquote, the juice balls. And then 2020 was a strange year with the COVID season. But now that we're back to playing a regular season with a ton of shortstops or position players that are going to be paid a lot of money, like high caliber players. It's not a coincidence. And I think that's definitely is something that they do.
How can he say that it's a fact though?
He can't, Dave. He can't say it's a fact. I mean, here's the thing. If they had evidence, and Jeff Passan spoke about this on the K-Show yesterday, like if the union had hard evidence that Major League Baseball did this, they changed the baseball with the intent of trying to lower the pay scale for the impending free agent class, then they would file a collusion lawsuit and they would blow up the CBA in its entirety. Like the Major League Baseball there is no smoking gun in terms of why they changed the baseball. I think we're all left to speculate. I think the motivation that the owners had was to try to correct what they had saw in terms of the baseball being juiced and all of the home runs that were being hit. And as a result, I think one of the unintended consequences was, you know, the contracts being doled out might be potentially affected. But I don't think that Major League Baseball, when they went into the decision, went into deliberation about the decision to change the baseball, I don't think that was about trying to limit what players can make.
No, but it could be one of the pros, you know, one of the pros that comes along with it.
Yeah.
Sure. But to go out, Rick, and just be like, I know this is what they're doing. Well, if you know factually and you have evidence that this is what they're doing, present it to the union, because you would own Major League Baseball when that's said and done.
Well, yeah, but that's not an original thought, I don't think, from Pete. I think that's something he heard from either his agent or that's something they're talking about in the union, where they're speculating about. I mean, maybe that ends up being the smoking gun with the new CBA negotiations. I think you'd have a hard time proving that.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
How are you going
to
prove that?
you'd have to have some kind of emails like to prove the collusion. I don't know. I think you'd be hard pressed to do it. I mean, they admitted to changing the baseball. That's something they admitted.
But they didn't change the base. Come on, they didn't change the baseball so that all of a sudden it would hurt the batters and they wouldn't hit home runs.
Well, because it's hurt the sport. But I mean, when they start going over things that, you know, owners are smart like that. Like the original reason they changed the baseball, I don't think, was to suppress contracts for the impending free agents.
No,
but
no.
That was a nice little added bonus to doing it. But I mean, they didn't suppress how much Francisco Lindor just made. I mean, that's
nope.
Guys are
right.
Still going to get paid.
And Garrett Cole certainly got paid handsomely in the offseason last year. I mean, he thinks that they changed and manipulate the baseballs year to year to year to year based on who's an impending free agent?
That would be diabolical.
I mean, could you?
Yeah, but you know what though, Dave? It is a little bit ridiculous that we're talking about Major League Baseball changing the actual ball that they use to play from year to year to year, isn't it?
Ridiculous.
It just shows you how poorly run the sport is. Like, that's not something that should be happening.
And that's my favorite too. Chris, that's my favorite though too, when they ask them about it and they're like, well, we're really not sure. You own the company that makes the baseball. What do you mean you don't know?
Of course they know, Rick. It's ridiculous to suggest otherwise. Of course they know.
They should go to the Garrett School of Answering Questions.
I'm sitting here, Dave, baseball? I'm sitting here thinking, between listening to what Pete Alonso was saying and then Garrett Cole yesterday, I mean, I don't know which one is worse.
I don't like know. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Imagine if Dave. Imagine if all of a sudden Pete took a spoon and just stuck it right on his forehead. And look at this.
Yeah, that's right. The COVID vaccine. I'm magnetic.
Magnetized.
Would you like to hear Chris King's final call from the Islanders' win last night?
Who doesn't?
Now, here's what I'd like to have happen. I'd like to play it, and I'd like you to try to replicate the voice after. Can you do that?
I'll try.
Okay. You promised me you will try to do the same voice that Chris King
I will called. Do my best, yeah.
All right, let's go. Here's Chris King.
10 seconds to go. Bruins have it behind the Islander net. New York Saints is the chant by this Islander crowd. Letty on the far side off the glass. 5 seconds to go. Bruins hold it in behind the New York net with three. Richie on it. Bruins down.
All right, that was Chris King, as heard right here on 98.7 ESPN, and every Islanders postseason game moving forward will be right here on 98.7. Go ahead, do your best. I want to see if you could get that high-pitched. How about it?
And the New York Islanders win 6-2 and advance to the Stanley Cup semifinals.
You know who he sounds like, Chris?
Mickey Mouse.
Yes. You're Mickey Mouse.
It's like if Mickey Mouse and David Wright had a baby, it would be that call, is what it would be.
You do a great Mickey Mouse. I don't even know if you're trying to do it.
That was the first time I've ever.
So as you were doing your Chris King impersonation, you realized I am, in fact, Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
Yes.
I am, in fact. The kids are going to love this. Now, this is like something I just, like an unearthed talent.
That's
like,
right. You're gonna finish the show and be like, all right, guys, guess who's here?
Oh, no excuses. Dave, he's got to do Rule 76 in that voice. He has to. He absolutely has to.
No excuses.
I don't know if I can replicate it.
Go ahead, try it one more time. Give us Mickey.
No, I can't. I'll save it. I can't. I can't go back to back.
Well, your vocal cords are kind of beat up now?
These are my instrument, Dave. I got to rest these things.
I understand. Drink some tea.
Have you seen America's Got Talent yet? Have you watched the new season yet?
Not the new season. I've seen no season. I don't watch that show.
Yeah, it's not one of my shows either.
No,
yeah.
The kids don't like that show?
No.
Well, I only watch it because the kids like some of the stuff that they do.
No.
You should have seen it.
Sure.
They had this one act on we watched
kids,
last night.
Kids, America's Got Talent is on again.
Exactly.
Well, no, it's not that.
You got
but it's
a
like
DVR set, Dave.
No, you're trying to find a show that you could like that's not painful to watch. Like, hey, they'll sit there and watch the show. Have you ever tried to ride a unicycle before?
No.
It's ridiculously hard. They had this one group on yesterday. It was like, I think they're from Japan, that rode unicycles in like this dance routine. The guy was doing like jumps. Like he could just like that, like almost like a triple axel, like figure skating move on the unicycle. It's the craziest stuff I've ever seen in my life.
What I don't understand is how we went from listening to the Islanders win and Chris King imitations to America's Got Talent and a man on a unicycle doing jumps.
It was men and women. It's because you said hidden. It's like a hidden talent. Now, America's Got Talent.
You know how we got there, Dave? Because Rick DiPietro didn't get any sleep last night. That's how we got there.
Yeah, and you can see that's now a driving force at 6:30. So,
and then I cried
Islanders
last night
fans,
watching it too. Another time I cried last night too watching it.
You cried with the guy doing jumps on the unicycle?
No, there was a young girl that came in and she sung an original song. And then she tells, like, they were asking her questions. And it was kind of like, where are we headed with this thing? It turns out she's got you know, cancer all like in all these different. Oh. She's got a 2% chance to live.
Well, I understand why you cry over that.
She sang, oh, and she wrote this beautiful song, and I was weeping. It's emotional.
Well, boy, you really brought.
You had a whole range of emotions.
This is why you need to watch the show, Dave. Ups and downs, roller coaster. Then I got the Mets. A lot happened.
The Islanders. Yeah.
A lot happened.
A lot going on.
Really ran the gamut last night.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
Coming up at 8 on KJZ, Saquon Barkley says he's doing well in his ACL rehab. We'll tell you what it means for the Giants and, more important, Danny Dimes, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin coming up at 8 right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Did you hear that?
Yep. They don't like you.
They don't want me on the show.
No,
they
clear.
Said coming up at 8 o'clock this morning on 98.7, a lot of Giants talk.
Yeah, especially too with your past. Some of the stuff that you told Canty and I, Danny Dimebag, like this, Davey Dimebag. I mean, you seem like the perfect guy.
That's
perfect clear to
guy.
Me now that I don't know who you aggravated, but they don't. Maybe it's this new podcast thing you're doing.
They don't want me on the show.
And welcome aboard.
Yeah, you'll maybe be it's on a new from podcast. 8 to
10. Maybe you turn people off because now that's you're like fine. Branching out.
That's fine. You know what? I have to build my brand, and that's what I've gone to do.
But yeah, apparently, but you've alienated somebody
exactly.
that's a part of KJZ, and that's why they're not going to have you on the show, even
uh-oh.
Though there's going to be a lot of talk about Big Blue. I mean, if they're going to talk about Giants, you have to have the number one Giants fan out there.
They don't see it that way.
Oh, because you're deranged. Hey, you have any stories about Jay Will, like at a Christmas party you could tell? I mean, that could get you on.
I got you a little traction.
Yeah, no, I got nothing. And I wouldn't make it up either. I got nothing. But Rick's going to be on.
Jay Williams on the other side.
Oh, God. I can't even say his name. How could I have a story about him? So,
that's what
so
it
you're
was.
On right at 8 o'clock? Because I see John Shire, and I'm interested to hear that interview, is going to be on at 8:10. So you're right at 8 o'clock.
Quick hit, 8 o'clock, probably at 8:02. Just a little hockey just sprinkled in. Sure, Alan will be the one asking the questions. Then we'll be done with that.
I want to hear Keyshawn ask you some hockey questions.
I'm sure he'll ask a question. I would imagine.
You see who, and he has been, so he's not a bandwagon guy, who is all
Damian.
Over the Islanders
Damian
bandwagon.
Woody, right?
Morning
Damian
Wood, baby.
Did you see the size of his child in third grade? He has a son, and he posted the other day that, you know, my son just graduated, you know, just finished third grade. I'm so proud of him. Third grade? He's got to be, I don't know, 5'4", 130? Like, Rick, he's enormous, this kid.
Well, I mean, you've seen the size of D. Wood. I mean,
yeah, I was about to say, I mean, did you think he was going to be small?
No, I don't know that I've ever seen a kid that big. The kid was enormous.
Yeah, he's a big kid. Following his dad's footsteps.
Yeah, I don't feel like you care.
I don't know where you're headed with that thing. That'd be like, I mean, if Canty's kid, I'm sure, is going to be humongous.
But Canty said he wasn't that big when he was little.
Yeah, but he's big now.
He's huge now.
I mean, he just hit his growth spurt a little bit later.
DCR 98.7 ESPN presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the show appear via the Goodyear hotline. Maybe we get Damian Woody to come on and break down the Islanders with us at some point in the next series.
Sure, he'll do it. To. No, he'll do it from his beautiful Mediterranean
state. He has
many
children, by the way. If he can get
many.
Through, like,
yes.
What does he have, seven?
Yeah, he doesn't believe in contraception, I don't think.
No, I don't think he knows it exists, to be honest.
I don't either.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like him and Philip Rivers and Fitzmagic.
That's right. They're battling out those three.
I couldn't imagine that. I mean, I got three. I couldn't imagine having eight.
Nine? Rivers has nine?
Being like, he has like nine?
Yeah, he's got nine. It'll be like Antonio.
I think you have nine, you lose a kid in the grocery store, and you don't even look for him. You're like, all right, you know what? We have eight more. We're fine.
Does
I think
Cromartie
at that point,
have double digits?
Like,
what about Cromartie? Doesn't Cromartie have
They're all the same age, though. They were like, he's like, I got these kids. I got.
He can't even
I got
remember.
Billy, who's three. I got Tanya, who's three. I got Evan, who's three.
He'll never be able to live that down, right? He'll never be able to live that down.
They were all the same age.
He's got like eight kids the same age.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
He's going for the record. All right, let's find out what these Islanders fans are thinking this morning. Let's go to Andrew in Queens. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning. What up, fools? How about those New York Saints?
Come on, Andrew. Were you at the game last night? Andrew, did you go to the game last night?
What's that?
Did you go to the game last night?
Oh, man. It was rocking at the barn, man.
That place
is
Andrew, as gross as that place is, I mean, there was at points like I was chasing like roaches out of my pads with a blowtorch.
Mm.
I mean, playing in that building when it rocks the way it rocks last night is awesome.
Is it full now?
Is it capacity?
Yeah.
It looks like it's capacity. I know they were trying to, I don't know if it's full capacity. They're doing the vaccination thing. I think it's close.
Because
I would have to imagine
it
it's
going
to be.
It is loud on TV, man.
I would imagine it's going to have to be. For the
if not now, then soon. And we don't know yet when the next series is going to start, right?
No, I haven't seen anything yet. We're still waiting because we're waiting
guess,
for the
I'm going to guess they're going to go Sunday, would be my guess.
You think they start Sunday?
Well, don't you think they're going to want to get a game in this weekend?
I would imagine, yeah.
Right.
Sunday would be nice.
Because Saturday would be game seven of Colorado and Vegas. So I would guess that you're going to get a Sunday. Maybe you get a nice Sunday at 1.
That would be perfect.
Right?
That way I could wind down a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, then you can get some sleep. Let's go to Mike in Sayreville. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, DCR. What's happening? Let's go Isles, baby. I'm not sure if you guys saw this stat, but the Islanders are actually 3-0 all-time in series against the Bruins all-time. And in those previous two series, the Islanders actually went on to win the Stanley Cup in those two series. So I don't want to get Isles fans too excited, but that's something that's pretty notable. It's a great stat. Rick, I just wanted to ask you, man, like, Brock Nelson, man, you talk about big game Brock. I mean, this guy, he steps up in series clinching games too, man. So I just wanted to give him some love. And big shout out to Varley stepping up, you know, after getting sat in the first series for Sorokin, and for Varley to come back and do what he's done. It's just incredible. So just wanted to get your thoughts.
Yeah, he's a professional, though. He knows. I mean, he was dealing with a little bit of an injury, so they go to Sorokin, who was good all season. And then, I mean, you win, they're going to ride the hot goalie, which is what they did. And then at some point they were going back to Varley, and they did. And he hasn't given up the net. He's been great.
You know, who's been awesome, Pelech.
Well, that's the shutdown pair.
He is something else, that guy.
Pelech and Pulak, yeah. I mean, they're going to have their hands full. That's going to be. I mean, that's one of the keys to the series, really, because Trotz is great with that, with the matchups and everything else, getting the right guys out. But I mean that. That Tampa, I mean, that Kucherov line with point, I mean, it's...
So, it's in your mind, is Tampa clearly better than the first two teams they've played?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, high-end talent.
So, you step up in class when you go up against Tampa?
Yeah, you're going to win. I mean, you're going to make a run to win the Stanley Cup. But you want to look at this. This would be one... This run would be incredible.
It really, could you imagine if you beat Pittsburgh? This is going to be awful for the Rangers fan, by the way. If you beat Pittsburgh, Boston, Tampa, and either Vegas or Colorado, that would be some kind of run.
Yeah, it would be incredible. I mean, talking about the best teams in hockey. I mean, I think everyone, most people that I saw, the finals that they had picked were a lot had Tampa in either Vegas or Colorado. But who knows? I mean, they're good with Montreal. I mean, they're on a special ride right now, too.
Yeah, they haven't trailed forever. They've won, what, 7 in a row now?
They're on fire, man. On
fire. They really are. By the way, I'm just telling you now, and you can get angry and scream at me, whatever you want. If the Islanders win the cup, I will not be on the show the next day.
Come on, don't be selfish
like
that.
Don't do that, man. You got to facilitate your teammates' greatness, Dave.
I'll drive to your house. I will drive to your house. I'll do the show from the basement.
You can do the show from my home. I just won't be on the show with you on that day.
No, I will take the Comrex up to your bed. I will get in between you and Sherry, and I will do the show in bed next to you.
That'd be some show, huh?
Oh, nice. Comfy. Comfy little show.
Yeah. We have a lot of pillows, by the way.
I get handsy, though, in bed. I'm just warning
you. Oh, do you?
Oh, my gosh.
Great. A lot of pillows in this bed.
Uh-oh. You're a lot of pillow guy? I don't like the whole decorative pillows?
I don't know. We have too many pillows. Four could fall off the bed and you still have more than enough.
And he gave it to me quickly, so I was very appreciative of that.
There were like 10 pillows on this bed.
Well, but why though? You only need one.
Because that's what my wife likes.
You sleep on your back? You sleep on your back or your side?
I'm all over the place.
Stomach? No, I like the stomach.
You know, you're not supposed to sleep on your stomach.
I know, but I like it. I get comfy on my stomach. I can't sleep on my back.
Well, that's what you're supposed to. For your back, you're supposed to sleep on your back.
I understand that, but I can't do it. I can't get comfortable. I start with the spooning on my side, and then my arm goes numb. I can't feel it. So I'm going to pull that thing out. And then I get to, once that thing comes back to life, I go stomach.
All right. Well, to each their own. Let's go to Rob in North Salem. You're on 98.7, Rob. This is very loud.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
We got you, Rob.
All right, I'm sorry. Listen, I'm a casual hockey fan. I watch because of Rick, man. These Islanders are so resilient. I love you, Rick. This team is unbelievable. But I just wanted to say that at the end of that first power play, when they got the extended power play, I was like, oh, my God. I thought the momentum was going to shift. I thought it was, like, just over. I'm like, that was just so deflating to me. But, like, the way they came back and all those hits and the blocking, the way they slide, the block, the puck, it was just incredible to watch, man. I can't wait to keep on watching this run the next round. You got to be real optimistic about this team, man. I don't know, man. I think they can pull it off, man. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going, guys.
Well, thanks for the call, Rob. Rick, do you realize what you're doing? You are now spurning a new generation of hockey fan because of us and because of our show.
Yeah, that's what amazes me, too. Like, all these people that we got, you know, flocking to watch the Islanders. You think they'd pick up the phone and say, hey, Rick, you want to do some of the, you know, pre and post stuff? But hey, that's fine.
Or do the hockey show.
No, I'm good with the hockey show.
No, no, no. He's been welcomed on the hockey show. He refuses to do
as a guest. As a guest.
As a guest. You want to host it this week?
No.
See? Such a baby.
I got a lot of stuff going on this week.
He asked and declined. That's what he wants, Chris.
No, I got back-to-back baseball games this week. I got a lot going on this
week. Yeah, he doesn't want to do it. He never had any intent to do it. DCR presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com and do that today. All right, today, in fact, right now, it is time for Knobservations.
Rick DiPietro consumes more media than anyone on this planet.
Great point, Rick. It's another genius point by you.
And these are his Knobservations. We could have called it Rick's Observations, but, you know, it's Rick we're dealing with here.
Yeah, let's go testy and then Knob.
Here's your host, Rick DiPietro.
All right, fellas, here we go. What do you want to call this? A Victory Thursday? Is that what we should call this?
Winning Thursday, yeah.
Celebration. You heard Rick James to open up the show.
Oh, I did. I heard you and Rick James opening up the show. Very excited.
I've been working on some stuff with Santiago. Well, you know what Islanders fans like, if Chris doesn't jump on board with this, we got a little something something for you. Santi, play that for me, would you?
If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
You know those two
wow.
words.
Wow.
You know those two words.
Very strong. Puts a lot of pressure on me, Rico.
A lot of pressure. All right, so you guys know that the Mets have their own dedicated meteorologist. So I came to thinking, at some point, I mean, we got to step our game up here with Knobservations and DHIF. We should probably have our own kind of, like, reporter in the field, shouldn't we? Something
I think
like that.
That's appropriate, yeah.
Yeah, I found him. I got him. You may actually know him, Dave. The Rally News and Observer.
Raleigh,
who cares?
Well, it's Raleigh.
Raleigh News and Observer. Our very own. Let's welcome to the show. He's got some news, a little update for us today. NHL update. Luke DeCock.
Yes, I actually do know Luke. I'll tell you what we used to call him off the air. During a commercial.
Had a little update on the Canes. I noticed that that Luke would be a valuable asset to Knobservations. Thought it would be great for us. Okay. Let's start with this. This was Knobworthy. RJ, I'm going to give RJ some credit because he's actually the one that that sent me this little nugget. Did you see what happened to Pat Riley?
No, I did not.
I did not.
I hope this is not bad news.
No, it's not bad news. He's got the cake, too. NBA announced that Pat Riley, the president of the Miami Heat, was fined $25,000 for violating the league's anti-tampering rule. So he had comments Friday on the Dan Le Batard show that led to the fine. We was asked if a reunion with LeBron on the Heat was possible, and this is what he said. He said, I would leave the key under the doormat if he would call me and let me know that he's coming, Riley said. I would do that, but I doubt very much that key. That key is rusted now. LeBron, look, he's one of the greatest of all time, and for 4 years down here, if we want to go back and remember what those 4 years were like, it was 4 years in the finals, 4 years of excitement, two world championships. It was the best time for the Heat, so I wish him nothing but the best. And if he ever wanted to come back, I'll put a new shiny key under the mat.
Why is that such a bad thing to say?
I don't think it's bad at all.
I mean, come on. NBA is ridiculous. It's not like he's a free agent. It's not like you're pandering to him. It's not like you're going after him. You're making an innocuous statement. What a joke.
25, not to be outdone, though. Also fined was Sixers president Daryl Morey. He got fined $75,000.
What did he do?
He also violated the league's anti-tampering rule. What he did was he commented on a Steph Curry post about his brother.
Saw that.
Yeah, so Steph said to his brother, you killed it tonight. And then Daryl Morey said, join him.
Oh, come on.
$75,000.
What is the matter with the NBA?
They're serious about tampering, Dave. They don't want these front office execs
really
recruiting.
Tampering?
I would agree with you, Dave. That's kind of like one of those wink and nod type of things. I don't know that there's, you know, that's saying that we're going to try to go after this guy this offseason. I just, that's a little much for me for the NBA.
Yeah, but it's not the presidents and GMs they should be worried about. It's the players that are doing it.
Of course.
But they can't do anything to the players.
Excellent point, Christopher. Excellent point. This one's for Chris, right? Yeah, this is going to make you feel great, Chris, with your fraudulent Lakers team. Kyle Kuzma believes he's become a winning player this season.
That was evidenced, yeah.
Man, I needed that laugh. I appreciate that. That's a good one.
And what's that the rationale behind this?
It just feels like he's taking that next step. He's a winning player.
It was glaring in the postseason.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was on full display.
All that dye that Kyle Kuzma is putting in his hair is going to his brain.
When Anthony Davis went down, he really stepped forward as a
really stepped up player.
Really took his game to the next level.
Yep. Really stepped up.
Yeah.
Santi, don't worry. I'm not going to leave you out. You should feel good about this. Michael Gallup doesn't see anybody stopping us. Nobody. Nobody's stopping the Cowboys.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's good stuff. That is good stuff. Hey, have you guys seen this report that I got this on Sports Illustrated that the Astros reportedly used a variation of their sign-stealing scheme through the 2019 playoffs?
Does not surprise me.
God, Houston, they got some serious stuff.
Yeah, they are diabolical down there, huh?
But they believe in that credo, Dave. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. They absolutely believe in that. They embody that.
Yeah.
More than any other professional sports team.
We will not quit what we believe in, no matter what.
That is like revenge of the nerds down there. Like how analytical that team is. Because they don't see it like that. Like they don't have any.
I bet you if you asked them, do you think you're cheating? They would say no.
We're just smarter than you guys are.
That's
we do it better.
It's the Patriot way in Houston.
Yeah, pretty much.
Essentially.
I love this. So this is Danny Ainge. So Danny Ainge stepped down as president of the Celtics. So
did he get fined by the NBA?
No. This is funny though too. He said I want to work, but I don't want to do very much. So there's not that many people out there that are looking for somebody to hire to do very little.
I would like that as well. I'd like a job that pays me well where I don't do much.
I could probably work for our sales department with that.
Yeah, it's valid, yeah.
I want to get paid to do very little.
Yeah.
I thought this was a good story,
too. Job for you.
This is not a knob, but I just think this is funny. We don't talk about NHL players and what, you know, we don't know really anything about NHL players. So this is from Emily Kaplan. She said she's been asking NHL players what their biggest impulse purchase has been over the last 12 months. So Cale Makar, who's actually up for the Norris, awesome. One of the best defensemen in the league. You're thinking, I mean, impulse buy. Is it like, I mean, Chris knows
jewelry, car, yeah. Something like that, yeah.
It's something stupid. He goes, the other day I was driving and I stopped to buy myself a Slurpee. I wouldn't usually do that, but I did.
he really splurged on a Slurpee, huh?
He bought himself a Slurpee.
Uh-huh. That is really living the life.
Here's the last one before we get to D-Hip. I didn't even realize this. You realize that... So Kristaps Porzingis, KP. Everyone loves him here in New York. He averaged 13 points, 5 rebounds, and he made 1-3 per game in the playoffs.
Kyle Kuzma-like numbers.
Yeah, that's a winning player. You realize he's getting paid more than Giannis?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
He makes more than Giannis, Bradley Beal, Drew Holiday, Julius Randle, Jamal Murray, and Jaylen Brown this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. But apparently, Rico, he's unhappy with his role down there with the Mavericks. Feels like he should be more a part of the offense.
Yeah, he feels bad about stealing.
He feels like the guy that will be unhappy wherever he goes.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they didn't they think it was going to be like a scene like, oh, him and Luka would be great. They love each other. No, I don't know if that's the case.
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right, here we go, Santa. Give me the D-Hiff.
A man's naked behavior outside of his South Florida home, all caught on camera.
Caught on camera in Florida.
Did it happen in Florida?
That was a man in swim trunks who appeared to fall out of the sky.
A man was arrested for riding his bicycle on the front lawn of a Naples home and telling a woman inside he was an FBI agent.
What's the deal, man? Why are you naked?
All right, here we go, fellas. You're going to love this one because after I tell you the story and you guess... You'll actually be able to watch the video of the story.
Oh, nice. There's a video component to this. Love it.
I like it.
So a 53-year-old woman was arrested and charged for aggravated battery on law enforcement and felony criminal mischief at the Outback Steakhouse. She decided that she was going to undress fully naked and trash a local Outback Steakhouse. And you can watch this in the video. So in the video, you'll watch it. She is, you know, bottles of alcohol, glassware, like she's just ripping them off. It almost like it's in fast forward. She's going that quick, just smashing things everywhere.
So
officer
she's going
shows up.
Crazy and people are taking out their cell phones?
Yeah, people are videoing. What are you going to do? You can't fight crazy.
I mean, I think you can get out of there, crazy.
No, I mean, they're not in the way of where she's throwing the stuff. They're kind of off to the side. So officer comes in, okay, shows up, tells her stop. She won't stop. She continues to walk forward. Boom, he tases her. drops her with the taser. So here's where the story takes an interesting turn.
Well, that's
as if it's
turn.
Not interesting already.
Interesting already. Here's the interesting turn of this. So this happened at 12:30.
What happened? Did they close the salad bar? Why did she freak out so much?
We don't know. But here's the thing. So she was arrested just after noon. Just after this is 12:30. She was arrested. She had allegedly, before this Outback situation, had targeted the Moho Grill and Catering Company while topless earlier in the day.
So she was slowly getting more naked as the day went on.
Yeah, she feels like the owner of the Moho Grill is not honest, is what she said. Okay. She was denied entry because, I mean, she's got no top on. She started flipping tables.
I respect her threatening people with nudity, though. I do.
Yeah, and then here's the best part, though. She leaves because she got kicked out. She tries to get into an unknown customer's car and drive away.
Was that car in drive when she tried to get
probably,
in?
Probably, if I was driving it.
It was just rolling past the Outback.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, I got to pick up my Bloomin' Onion. I'll be right back.
Yeah, that has to be Florida.
You say Florida. Yes. Canty, Florida.
I have so many questions. I'm going to say Florida, but what I don't understand is why is she tearing the place up? She had to do that naked? I don't get it.
I don't know why she... This is like... Yeah,
maybe she wanted the football game put on, and this was her way.
Santiago, Florida.
So we got morning to noon drinking, nudity, assault at an Outback Steakhouse, among other institutions, and an attempted carjacking?
Yes.
Did I get everything?
That's close, yep.
If it's not Florida, I don't want to play this game anymore.
Well, you're lucky, because that is, in fact, Florida. Ocala, Florida. You guys are correct.
It had to be.
Had to be Florida. And then you have it. That is a Victory Thursday edition of Observations that Did It Happen in Florida.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.